WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios, about 18 degrees cooler than it was 30 minutes ago. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Rain starting up again at the station. So far, 72 hundredths of an inch out at the airport. And pretty windy this morning, a little more wind coming into the area. We are under a tornado watch at the moment. We had a tornado warning this morning that expired right at 5 o'clock. And we'll be expecting more severe weather throughout the day. Power coming back on to most of the Bryan, Texas utility coverage area. 287 customers estimated without power at this time. Crews responding to all current outages in Bryan, Texas, in the Bryan BTU district. College Station Utilities, no outages reported on their coverage map. You can see those coverage maps at btutilities.com and cstx.gov. Bryan school board members unanimously adopted recommendations on the designs of four more projects approved by voters last year, while there was a split vote for board president for the next 12 months.
Moving ahead towards construction next year are a $5 million expansion at Rudder High School, a $2.8 million expansion at Johnson Elementary, more than $1.5 million of improvements at Bryan High, and $1.1 million of improvements at Bryan Collegiate. You can see the architect's renderings and read the construction timetables online at WTAW.com. The yearly board reorganization included no dissenting votes for Trey Moore as vice president and Felicia Benford returning as secretary. But there was a 4-3 vote for president following an executive session that lasted about 1 hour. Doug Wunderberger defeated David Stansny. Wunderberger was nominated by John Street and also received support from Moore and Benford. Newly elected members Ruthie Waller and Mark McCall voted for Stansny. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A divided Bryan City Council has approved reducing the price for those using fire department ambulances who are charged the full fee. The one-year experiment was proposed by Mike Sutherland, who noted the city is writing off almost $2 million a year from uninsured patients who on average pay 5% of an $1,100 bill.
Well, we're trying to encourage people to pay part of the bill anyway, and we're not getting but 5% of it now. So even if we approve this tonight, we can look at it for a year and see if it works. If it doesn't work, you can give it up.
Councilman Chuck Conderla brought up the unintended consequences of the uninsured who are paying their bill.
And that if you lower the price for everybody without insurance, then those people also pay less money. So not only are you still writing off ambulance services, but now you're increasing the amount you write off.
It's a free ride for someone whose adjusted gross income is below 125% of the poverty level, federal poverty level. A sliding scale goes down to a 25% break. A new agreement between Brazos County and Bryan Broadcasting, the parent company of WTAW, means better coverage for emergency responders in parts of at least three counties. County Judge Dwayne Peters says their equipment will be added to the Maverick 100.9 tower between Edge and Wheelock.
Right toward Edge, law enforcement has had a problem of reaching back to the dispatch. Sometimes they lose contact, and obviously we all know that's an unsafe situation. We haven't really had a good way to deal with it until this came up.
Peters says a $300,000 grant from the Brazos County Council of Governments is paying for the equipment. A College Station native and pageant queen has partnered with the Wounded Warrior Project to host a special fundraiser for veterans.
Miss Texas 2015 Angelica Alcala Herrera is hosting the first annual Heroes of Freedom Ball.
I'm so honored to put that on and to meet all of the wonderful veterans of College Station.
Herrera says 100% of the proceeds will benefit the Wounded Warrior Project. Dinner, dancing, and special guest speakers will all be part of the evening.
We have a very special Wounded Warrior Project alumni guest speaker, which we are so honored to have at our event, to speak a little bit more upon their events in the military, how it affected them, and how Wounded Warrior Project came into their lives.
More information and tickets are online at heroesoffreedom.info. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And to give you a little more specificity on the tornado warning mentioned earlier, this is for Eastern Grimes and Walker counties, and it is valid through 8 a.m. Need to get a correction on that in just a moment. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 54 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Well, as that front just blew through, maybe you did feel those windows that aren't doing their job of sealing the air out. That's what Intercon does. They help you either fix the windows that you have that aren't doing their job or replace them with more energy-efficient windows. And energy efficiency is something that you become aware of when you have cold winds, but know that if there's an air exchange going on then, that air exchange is going on all the time. You just don't happen to notice it when we have hot weather, and we have that a lot. Also remember, when we do have hot weather, there's solar screens that are available, and Intercon can install those for you to help you keep that sun from beating down onto the inside of your building or house and keep it cooler on the inside. So two things that they do, and that is what they do, to make your home more efficient. Remember, they're a locally owned company, and you'll never get any high pressure from Intercon. They give you the estimate, and then they leave you alone. Give them a call, 823-3639. Let Oscar or Brad Beard or one of their folks come out and show you the kind of work that they can do for you. That's Intercon, 823-3639.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
It's 8:12. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com.
Clouds, showers, and thunderstorms this morning will move out. We'll get some sunshine later today. It'll be breezy. High's going to be 65 to 70. Turns clear overnight. Lows dropping down to 45 to 50. High pressure will bring us sunshine during the day tomorrow with a high of 70. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows drop down to about 45 to 50 degrees. Mostly sunny, the story for Thursday. Highs on Thursday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We're rocking like 55. Is that about right?
Yeah, 53 here.
Oh,
yeah.
Chill factor of 50. Winds are out of the northwest at 23, gusting to 38. Aside from that, I'd say it's just perfect. It's perfect weather, right?
Yes.
And that tornado warning did expire. Thought it was 9:05.
It's 8:05. So that is gone. We don't have to worry about that anymore. But still, this is a pretty good size band of showers here that's just starting. The leading edges hit Bryan College Station. I mean, it literally goes all the way back almost to Highway 190, okay, all the way back. That's about 100, about 90 miles. So that's how wide it is. And there'll be hits and misses in harder places to, where there's rain. Between here and Huntsville, it is raining very hard. On into Trinity and Groveton. And also, if you have to go over to Conroe, you're going to be running through some rain. Strangely enough, which is good, there's not a lot of rain down near Houston. There's a little bit as you're kind of crossing 290 before you get to right about Hempstead. But after that, it's fairly light shower activity. So that's a good thing we've got going on. Later on, things that we pay too much for in restaurants. Things we pay too much for in restaurants. In the meantime, Lee is here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Well, you got here.
Thank you.
Thank you for making the effort. you know, sometimes it's really going, I got to go be on the radio today. And
yeah,
plenty of rain in your world, I'm sure.
It is. Yeah, there was. I come from north of Bryan out in the country, so it was it's a little longer than usual trip,
yep.
So turn your lights on, people.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, really. If you got to turn on your windshield wipers, turn on your lights.
You know what I wondered if, because, you know, my car has like an automatic on.
Right.
If, you know, it still might be bright enough that your car is thinking, oh, it's daylight out.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to turn mine on.
Oh, did you? Oh, interesting.
Because my automatic wasn't clicking on.
Yeah, I've got a Chrysler product and they don't have that. If you got to turn your windshield wipers on, turn on your headlights too. So anyhow, you did this these Wiener Dog races
we
this
did.
Weekend.
Yeah, you were out there.
I
appreciate
was.
That.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah, it was a great day. We lucked out. I mean,
yeah, the weather was perfect.
The weather was absolutely perfect. I think this is one of the largest crowds we've ever had. I mean,
good.
There were people everywhere.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I know I had my dog out there and a couple of times trying to make it through the crowds. I kind of just put her right behind me and we just kind of weaved right through.
Well, one of the things that really I saw an expansion in this year was the Wannabe a Wiener race. There's
right.
a lot more there. And that's kind of fun because that way you can get some people involved who don't have dachshunds.
Right, right. And that's exactly what we've always looked for is how to expand this past dachshunds. Yes, it's called Wiener Fest. However, it is open to all breeds of dogs. The costume contest is open to all breeds of dogs. And like you said, the Wannabe a Wiener races as well. You know, it was a great turnout. We're just really glad everybody came out.
Sure,
and
sure.
Had a great time. So we do want to mention our volunteer of the year, which is Betty West. She is a dog walker with us, and she actually has what we call the puppy posse that she started at the shelter. She walks a lot of our more challenging dogs
uh-huh.
that need just a little bit more direction in their lives. And maybe not the average dog walker can walk because they're often larger,
sure.
stronger dogs.
Yep.
And she teaches some of our newer, younger volunteers, or just like I said, newer, how some skills to managing walking them and how we can move forward with them to make them more adoptable. So we're really excited to have her on board. Our junior volunteer is Ruth Berger. She is a foster. I think she volunteered some in the building, but she primarily fosters.
Okay.
And she does everything on her own. Her parents don't call and make the appointments for vaccinations or spays and neuters and stuff like that. She does it all on her own. So she's a huge asset to our agency.
Wow.
That we're going to have around for a while.
Good. Yes. Absolutely. You like to have the junior volunteers. Yeah.
Right. And then our humanitarian, our junior humanitarians have been volunteers and been active with the shelter in various ways. And we have junior humanitarians. That's Flame Dong and Athlee Schooler. And they're fantastic. They're currently working on their silver project with the Girl Scouts with a project with us.
Oh, great.
They've volunteered. They've collected donations for us, all sorts of stuff. So we're really excited, again, to have them involved. And then our Humanitarian of the Year was Molly Georgiadis. She
mm-hmm.
is one of the Wiener Fest chair people. She's on our board. She's volunteered with us. She's transported. I'm sure somebody has the number of the her single-handedly directly saving the lives of dogs because
yeah.
she has fostered numerous large breed females that are going to have puppies.
Yeah, we're talking over 150, right?
Yes,
I mean, a really, really big number.
Yeah. In fostering. And then we have just the number that she's actually transported to other shelters because
uh-huh.
we have a transfer program, but sometimes the logistics of getting some dogs in different places all at the same time
yeah.
is a little more of a problem. So she's taken dogs to Houston SPCA, SPCA of Texas up in Dallas, and we're looking at possibly hundreds there as well.
Wow,
so,
amazing.
Yeah, it's each one of those, we're so grateful to have them part of our team, and we thank them.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah, it was a great day. And, you know, we're not done, though, because Wiener Fest was last weekend, and we move right into our next event, which is this Saturday. It's another one of our Sterling Subaru free adoption events,
okay.
and that's going to start at 10 o'clock on Saturday at Sterling Subaru. That's out there on the bypass. And you know, last time we did 39 adoptions in 2 hours.
Oh wow.
So
now does that mean they've done some work ahead of time?
Is the best option, and
okay.
I think we're looking at maybe having a pre-approved line to
yeah.
maybe possibly get in
oh.
first. We're working on the logistics of that because that was the most successful one we ever had. So it was kind of, frankly, a little crazy.
Sure, yeah. I'm sure you didn't figure you're going to move that many animals.
We
yeah.
did not. We usually anticipate being out there all day, but we were completely out of animals that were available for adoption, even at the shelter, because we do have ones at the shelter prepared if we sell out
yeah.
to bring more, and we didn't have them. So
we're
looking forward to another event. Actually, my foster cat is going out there. So if you're looking for a calico female that, you know, just doesn't care about dogs.
Oh, really?
Very outgoing. Yeah, she walked in. I've got a Weimaraner, a German Shorthair, and a Jack Russell all standing there like, there's kitties in here. And she just walked out like, hey, walked underneath them and continued meeting.
I'm better than
her.
Y'all. I'm going to
yeah,
move on, right?
Exactly. Yeah, she and she's a darling cat, and so she'll be available for adoption that day as well. So
okay.
Get your adoption application pre-approved. If you're getting approved for this event, ask for a copy of it to take with you to hopefully hopefully expedite your whole process. Mm-hmm. And we are doing some things on our end to hopefully streamline this, make the lines a little more defined,
well,
maybe.
Okay. Well,
it was pretty crazy last time. Yeah. So for more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. If you're thinking about gifts for your pets, don't forget, gift of a microchip's a great idea.
It really is. Very good. All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And Heather's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Again, appreciate you fighting the weather to come in and be with us this morning.
I'm an oddball. I kind of like the rain.
Okay, I understand. All right, so what do you have for us today?
We have business after hours coming up. It's going to be at St. Joseph Health System. That's Thursday, November the 19th, this Thursday from 5:30 to 7. The address is 2801 Franciscan Drive. That's in Bryan. So be sure to bring a friend, bring some business cards. It's a good way to meet some people in the business community, whether mm-hmm. you're a member or not. And we are there to help welcome their new market president, Rick Knapper. And they'll be doing hard hat tours of their new emergency and trauma center.
Okay.
So valet parking will be available. I know lots of people might be
a lot of construction and stuff going on over
there. They will have valet parking, so you don't need to worry about that. Just come out and have a good time.
Great.
Then we have Ag Breakfast coming up. I would encourage you to come to this. It's a great way to see some of the local farmers. They're doing, we're featuring food grown and produced and donated locally. So that is our 17th annual Taste of the Brazos Valley Ag Breakfast. Tickets are only $15, steal of a deal. It's Tuesday, November the 24th from 7 to 8:30 a.m., and that's at the Brazos County Expo. And the sponsors are Capital Farm Credit, Producers Cooperative Association, and the Brazos County Farm Bureau.
Well, unless people forget, I mean, agriculture is what built Brazos County. That's why we're here. And we've gone on to other things since then, but it is. It's a big, big part of what we are.
Yeah, it's a great event. Since I started at the Chamber, mm-hmm. they talked about that nonstop, and they've talked about it year-round. So I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Well, the smart thing is y'all let them cook now. You know, y'all were okay, but you weren't the kind of cooks they are. So, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's a good meal.
Should be a great event. And then we have some save the dates for our membership luncheon Tuesday, January the 12th. It's from 11:30 to 1, and it is at the R.C. Slocum Nutrition Center, and more information will be coming soon. It's our health and wellness luncheon. And then we have our Economic Outlook Conference coming up. That is sponsored by Wells Fargo, and it's Wednesday, January the 27th, 7:30 to 2:30 p.m., 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and that is at the Hilton College Station. We have one deluxe ribbon cutting coming up for Optimum Storage Tuesday, November the 17th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. And they are on 12729 State Highway 30, and that's in College Station.
Okay, very good.
And then our Platinum Member Spotlight goes to Knowledge Based Systems Incorporated.
All right, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesday, too. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. Consumer prices rose slightly in October, although the broader trend suggests underlying inflation remains historically weak. The Consumer Price Index, which measures what we pay for everything from medical services to meat, rose 0.2% in October after 2 months of declines. Closing arguments could come soon in the criminal trial of ex-Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship, who's accused of putting profits ahead of safety in the years before a deadly coal mine explosion in West Virginia. The executive's attorneys rested their case yesterday without calling a single witness on his behalf. Blankenship could face up to 30 years in prison. Urban Outfitters reported quarterly sales that missed estimates in the third quarter, even as profit and margins improved. Profit rose to 42 cents a share from 35 cents a year ago, but shares are down nearly 13% in pre-market trading. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed sharply higher yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours. which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm, over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, there's nothing that irritates me more than products making false promises. Money is hard enough to come by without wasting it on stuff that doesn't work. And I notice that when it comes to weight loss products, the FDA seems to agree with me. Reports of false advertising, ingredients that are harmful, and products that just flat don't work seem to be common anymore. But with Dr. Steelman's weight loss program, the number one physician's recommended diet program, you can be sure of two things. First, the highest quality ingredients available anywhere. And weight loss results that are assured. Over 25,000 people can attest. In fact, Wayne's doctor out of Beloit, Kansas, was so amazed with how effective this program is, well, he even started recommending it to all of his patients as well. It is, after all, the number one physician's recommended diet for a reason. Just call 800-465-4411. Or you can go to myactivate.com. That's 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. He knew it the moment he saw it. It was the perfect location for his movie. It was all there. The lush, rolling green hills, the water nearby, the open areas for the backdrops, and it was quiet. Famed director D.W. Griffith knew that this was not only the place for his movie, but it was also the place to build a movie studio. Now, for those of you who don't know the name D.W. Griffith, well, he was one of the great pioneer directors of the movies. It was primarily because of his innovations and creativity that much of the movie industry even existed. And Griffith, well, he wasn't the only one who thought this was the perfect spot for a film studio. Most of the other directors of the day did, too. The first, of course, was Universal Studios. As Universal started to build, others followed, of course. Eventually, 21 other studios established themselves in the lovely spot and started making movies. And what movies they made. Of course, D.W. Griffith's first film, Adventures of Dolly, in 1908, really started the whole thing. But soon, others followed. Suddenly, the big stars were coming, and the place was booming. The Barrymores, Dorothy and Lillian Gish, Mae Marsh, Tom Mix, Charlie Chaplin, well, they all arrived and went to work making the movies that entertained America. The first blockbuster film, The Perils of Pauline, was made there. And, of course, The Keystone Cops, as well as 100 other movies, were all shot between 1908 and 1927 on the famed Universal lot. And you know the rest. Today, the motion pictures are the world's biggest entertainment venue in the world and have been for more than 100 years. Well, it's a little-known fact that it all started right there on that first Universal Studio lot in Fort Lee. Well, what were you thinking? Hollywood? No, it wasn't Hollywood, but I don't blame you for thinking that. Most have forgotten about it by now, but the first movies were made in Fort Lee, New Jersey. That was the movie capital of the world, because mostly it was right across the river from New York City, and that's where most of the actors were at the time. Hollywood came along a few years later, but in the beginning, well, it was Fort Lee. All told, 917 feature films were made there, which made it the movie capital of the world, at least for a little while.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin.
A different approach, really, to not really rush him so much all the time, but to make him keep him contained, which allowed us to do some other things.
Comment from the coach from a recent Kevin Sumlin show. The next show is tonight. We'll be at Rudy's Barbecue from 7 until 8 on Harvey Road here in College Station. Coach will be talking about the win over Western Carolina, 41-17, this last Saturday. And looking ahead to Vanderbilt, we take questions from the floor. There's also an 800 number you can call in during the show. So join us tonight on this radio station from 7 till 8. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Those winter chores are coming. Leaves to gather, brush piles to move, trees to take down. Let Sioux Falls Prater help make those chores easier. Their knowledgeable staff will pair you with the right equipment to tackle almost any job other than hanging the Christmas lights. Bagging systems for your mowers and tractors along with steel chainsaws are reliable and affordable to help you get your chores done. For more info, stop by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, on Highway 21 West or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Your website is the first thing people will look at when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help you grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates. So as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. So, are you ready to kickstart your business? Let Aggieland Website Design help put you on the map. For access to unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself and at no extra cost, go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com to get started today.
There's one part of your home that gets the most use. You know what it is? It gets stepped on, run on, slept on, wrestled on, and sometimes spilled on. That's right, it's your floor. If your floor's been wrestled on a few too many times, or maybe you just want to change, Zorneman Flooring is here to help. We'll have the flooring you want at a price you'll love. And our professional installation means no worries. We'd love you to visit our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive in Bryan, or visit our website at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring.
Kim Commando here. There are more than 100 million iPhone users. Apple is secretly tracking the location of all of them. Without anyone's knowledge or consent, Apple is tracking their every move. The iPhone software pinpoints on a map the exact places iPhone users go, when they arrive, and when they leave. Divorce lawyers know about it, but most of us didn't until now. Apple's done this before back in 2011. They got a ton of bad press, so they stopped. In fact, last month, Apple kicked 250 apps out of the Apple Store for tracking users without telling them. Hypocritical? You bet. Now the good news. You can turn the tracking off right now. It's deeply buried in the settings menu, labeled as Frequent Locations. Tap Settings, scroll down to Privacy, then select Location Services. Scroll down again to System Services. At the very bottom is Frequent Locations. Switch it off. At Commando.com, we'll show you exactly how, along with all the breaking tech news at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Are you looking for a way to earn great money when you want, on your schedule? Here's an excellent opportunity I recommend that'll start putting money in your pocket ASAP, driving with Uber. Uber's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. Well, I've taken Uber a bunch of times. I love them. And the drivers have some great stories to tell. They totally love being their own boss. I'm a huge fan of that. They're earning great money whenever they want, completely on their schedule. Driving with Uber levels the playing field for everyone. This type of opportunity is absolutely perfect for parents, teachers, students, for anyone who needs flexibility working around busy family schedules. And of course, they really love the extra cash they earn driving with Uber. You already have a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious, life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com, drivewithuber.com, drivewithuber.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. No watches or warnings currently in the area. That's a little different than what we had this morning, with a tornado warning coming just before 5 o'clock and ending at that time, and severe thunderstorm warnings throughout the area. What's changed since last hour is the temperatures dropped about 20 degrees. Rain currently coming down at the Crystal Park Plaza, 72 hundredths of an inch measured out at the airport as of 8 o'clock. Bryan, Texas Utilities has crews currently working all 9 known outages affecting about 240 customers. The largest outage is affecting about 110 in an area near the southbound Highway 6 frontage road between 21 and Boonville. Most of the time taken at last night's Bryan School Board meeting was behind closed doors.
The reason was to debate in private the board leadership for the next 12 months. After about 1 hour in executive session, there was a 4-3 vote for president. Doug Wunderberger was elected with the votes of Trey Moore, Felicia Benford, and John Street. Wunderberger defeated former President David Stasny, who received support from newly elected members Mark McCall and Ruthie Waller. Without opposition, Moore was named vice president and Benford re-elected board secretary. The board was unanimous in approving the designs of 4 more building projects approved by voters last year. A $5 million expansion at Rudder adds 10 classrooms, 2 science labs, and expands cafeteria seating by more than 300. At Johnson Elementary, an estimated $2.8 million includes 7 more classrooms. And repairs and renovations were adopted for Bryan High and an estimated $1.5 million and another $1.1 million at Bryan Collegiate. Construction on all 4 will start next spring. Online at WTAW.com are architects' renderings and more details. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos County will be able to take advantage of an emergency communications grant from the Regional Council of Governments thanks to a new broadcast tower from Bryan Broadcasting, the parent company of WTAW. County Judge Dwayne Peters says leasing space on the Maverick 100.9 tower between Edge and Wheelock was a perfect site to fill in a coverage gap for the sheriff's office.
We priced putting a tower out there, and it was going to cost somewhere between $250,000 if we had actually built one out there. Of course, then we'd have to have land to put it on. There was a grant through the Council of Governments that would buy somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 worth of equipment for this radio transmission.
Peter says this will expand the coverage of two-way radio in an area where cell phones don't often work.
And you have something come up, an emergency situation. If I were the officer out there, I wouldn't want to be trying to dial my cell phone to call dispatch and tell them I have a problem. You want to be able to punch that button and hit dispatch and tell them, and then everybody's hearing it. All the other deputies are hearing it, and they can respond quicker.
Peter says the location will also benefit emergency agencies in Robertson and Madison counties. The city of Bryan writes off nearly $2 million a year from people without insurance who don't pay for using fire department ambulances. A city council majority has voted to lower ambulance bills as a trial to see if that will increase collections from those users. The proposal was made by Mike Sutherland, who says giving the uninsured a break is no different than users who pay less because they have insurance.
If you have Medicare, Medicaid, or workers' comp, you don't pay the $1,100. You pay $350 about. And if you have insurance, you don't pay $1,100, you pay about $850, something like that. But if you don't have insurance, you'll bill for the $1,100, the total $1,100. So that's a discouragement.
Art Hughes voted for the discount after speaking against it earlier in the discussion.
It doesn't help us to lower the price of what something does cost. I think somebody said earlier, if you're $1,000, people can't pay, they're not going to pay the $500 either.
Mayor Jason Bielski was concerned there would be an increase in people calling for an ambulance for non-emergencies.
It's a welfare program, simple and plain. We're getting to the point also where those that need it for an emergency aren't going to have the availability for emergency. If they're in that car accident or having a heart attack or stroke, are sick and those that just need a taxi service, because we do have that, and we're paying for that, and it gets expensive.
Bayinski and Chuck Konderla were on the short end of the 5-2 vote. A patient with an adjusted gross income below 200% of the federal poverty level will get a 25% discount. Someone with an AGI below 125% pays nothing. With Veterans Day behind us, there's another local military event in a few weeks to look forward to.
The first annual Heroes of Freedom Ball is December 4th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Hosting the event is Miss Texas 2015 and College Station native Angelica Alcala Herrera.
The goal of this event is to not only bring the community of College Station together, but to bring them together for such a wonderful organization and group. We are partnered with the Wounded Warrior Project. So everything raised from this event will be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project, 100% of it. So we're really excited about that.
Herrera says the evening includes dinner, entertainment, special guest speakers, and more. You can go online to heroesoffreedom.info for more information on the event, tickets, and ways to give back. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More news today with updates on the weather at noon from Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass, more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair, couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up, and now they do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moorheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street. And in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
It's 8:43. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder, 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
We had some heavy showers and thunderstorms. Some gusty winds crossed the area early this morning. This all diminishes as the morning goes on. We actually see some afternoon clearing. It'll be breezy, 65 to 70. Becoming clear tonight, lows 45 to 50. It'll be sunny tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to about 70. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear skies, lows 45 to 50, sunshine and 65 to 70 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we're pretty fortunate here at Crystal Park Plaza. We have our own water event, which happens.
Water feature?
Yeah, I just wondering how Lake Lightfoot is looking back there. Ben Downs, general manager here. How's Lake Lightfoot doing out there?
Well, we're about 2 feet above flood stage.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Larry Lightfoot, who used to be the executive director of the Better Business Bureau, was leaving on a Monday morning after having visited with us, and you basically could not see the rails.
When it's really high,
yeah,
and it gets that way sometimes, when it gets really high, you can't really tell what is highway and what is drainage ditch.
And he guessed on the bridge and guessed incorrectly.
Wrong. Yeah. You know, I've thought about that a whole lot of times. As a non-swimmer, that would have just killed me.
Yeah.
Literally.
No, I mean, you look, his truck was down in
it
the water.
Was, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Water pouring in the windows and everything.
Yeah,
he got out.
Yeah.
How can you be from Arkansas and not know how to swim?
It's a long story. It's not particularly attractive either. It just didn't happen.
They have hills and dales, too. He just stays out of the dales more.
I was just walking along, singing Edelweiss.
Bore you
now,
of course. Yeah, yeah, exactly. The hills are alive with the sound of chipmunks. Right?
Yep. So, speaking of singing along,
yes.
I did go to the Disney thing at Opus tonight. You could still get tickets for tonight. Well worth it. It's a fun little thing.
Was it?
Okay. I mean, you know, it's not going to change your life, but it is absolutely fun. Just fun. You get to sing along if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they did that was a little bit of a cruel trick is the encore was "It's a Small World." So that meant everybody was walking back to the parking
ride home.
Yeah. The parking garage going,
And those Disney people understand that. They understand that, you know, we've talked about that before. They make sure the parking lot is the best experience at Disney World or Disneyland because those are the things you remember. So that's it. They jam that earworm right in there.
They did. But that was okay. It was a fun night, and it's back tonight.
Okay, so one more time. So what is the smartest state in U.S. America? What is the smartest state in U.S. America?
Says who?
The Census Bureau.
Utah.
Massachusetts.
Where the wing comes rushing across the plain.
That's exactly right. They're number one. Minnesota is number two.
Minnesota
is number two. We don't care about
What do they judge it based on?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
If common sense were to enter into it, do you think that those would be number one and two?
There is necessarily, it's a hard thing to figure out exactly, given the word stupid is kind of incoherent, so we need to call it smartest.
And hurtful.
Yeah. Yes. IQ, as estimated by Virginia Commonwealth University's Michael McDale in 2006, the 2015 SAT scores, the 2015 ACT scores, and the percentage of college graduates in the state.
If they had any brains at all, they'd have moved here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Massachusetts?
Well, yeah.
Or as we like to say, Massachusetts?
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got more colleges there than you can shake a stick at just right there in that general area.
I'm guessing in Minnesota, the dumb people die pretty quick.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Texas comes in at number 39.
Then in the herd.
Yeah. Well,
we're
that's
what?
Exactly right.
We're 30, what?
39th.
Oh, please.
Wait a minute.
What about Arkansas and Louisiana?
Okay, I'm glad that you asked. Okay, Arkansas comes in at number 36.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and Louisiana in at number 43.
Who's 50?
Well, that brings it up, doesn't it?
It does. Hawaii is 50. But I think that probably has to do also with a low percentage of college graduates over there. You know, if you think about that, there's a lot of military people who may not have their degrees. A lot of people who, again, they're just geographically removed from a lot of the things that you get.
Dude, they're like surfers and stuff.
Yeah, right.
I have never seen any sort of correspondence between college degrees and IQ.
No, that's true.
Fair point.
Number 48 is Mississippi. They're pretty happy about that. And number 47 is Alabama, but roll hell tide or whatever they call it.
Roll tide.
Yeah, that's it. So they're
the
47.
Crimson Tide is what they call their football team.
I know.
See.
Yeah, I know. Roll damn tide is what they
yes.
say. That's what they say. All right. This is brilliant. Before I do this for the audience, I'm going to show you this picture.
Oh, good.
This you talk about extending the brand.
Oh, yeah.
Is that brilliant or what? Finally admitting that they're
buy some. No, all I've got's a dog and cats.
Yes,
but what is it?
Admitting that there's nothing quite as painful as accidentally stepping on a plastic brick with your bare feet. Lego has commissioned a limited edition run of branded slippers featuring massive amounts of padding on the underside to protect your little feet. Now, is that brilliant
that
or
is
what?
Pretty smart.
Because otherwise, children learn words from their parents.
Not only do Batteries Plus bulbs have an enormous selection of Duracell Ultra LED light bulbs for lamps, chandeliers, floodlights, can lights, appliances, and more, but if this commercial lasted as long as an LED light bulb from Batteries Plus bulbs, I would still be telling you about how energy efficient and long-lasting they are 10 years from today. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Need a longer-lasting bulb? Batteries Plus Bulbs has a huge selection of LEDs starting at just $6.99. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and the very best time to get a great Chevy deal is now. November is Black Friday all month long, which means that we're giving you even more discounts on our already low everyday prices. Why would we do that? Because we challenge ourselves to give you the best deals in the Brazos Valley. Not just one day, but every day. Come in and see our amazing prices and selection for yourself, or shop us online. We have the best internet pricing, hands down. It's Black Friday all month long at Tom Light Chevrolet, so don't wait to get your deal. You just might miss out on your new Chevy. See why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Make the holiday cards you send out this year a keepsake card. Copy Corner can turn your greetings into memories. From designing the front of your card with a particularly precious hand-drawn picture your children drew, or the photograph of your entire family, to picking out what you'd like the inside message to say, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes. Let Copy Corner help make your holiday greeting card one to remember. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-COPY.
852, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, getting the Walmart numbers for the third quarter later on today. We'll see.
It should be interesting.
Yeah, see how all that does. So, if you ever gave a professor a sob story about why you couldn't complete an exam, just know that Demetrius Collins could probably do a better job. She could complete her test, so could you. 5 days ago, Demetrius, sitting in a hospital bed, about to have a baby, and to take an exam, her sister posted on Facebook, Demetrius had contractions 3 minutes apart, but was still taking her psych test. Student at UTEP, she delivered a baby boy named Tyler Illy, so there. So don't be telling me stuff about you can't take your test.
That's hardcore.
She's like in labor. DraftKings, the daily fantasy sports site, facing mounting legal challenges, has asked certain TV networks to delay its advertising commitments. Wall Street Journal says the esports conglomerate, which spent $131 million from January to October this year on TV ads, is asking TV networks to postpone the promise to air its ads from the fourth quarter of this year until the first quarter of next year. The report comes as the debate about whether daily fantasy sports, which is basically two companies, DraftKings and FanDuel, fall into the gambling category. The two companies prepare for possible lengthy and expensive battles in court. I think you ought to just say, we're done here. I mean,
we've made the money, get out.
Well, I think so. Cut your losses and move on. I don't think you're going to convince people. And, you know, when it's all said and done, those folks at Las Vegas watch their money pretty carefully.
Oh, yeah.
And if they start to see that there's too much being siphoned off, or whatever else it might be in the gambling world, and they're going to go after them. And these are just two companies, and I think that they can probably do that. There's a Kickstarter out there for smart beer mugs. It's called ePint. It is a reactive drinking glass that lights up depending on the mood of the party or the game celebration. ePint can also connect to the internet for when the mugs detect that you've had too much beer. In fact, it can set up so that it will call a cab in case you're too inebriated to drive.
I like that idea. Yeah.
But how often do you go to the bar with your own mug?
Right, and that's the other thing is, you know, we've got to do that. Sensors have been fitted for when you get low on fluid and keeps count of the number of drinks that you've had. And, yeah, do you want to do that? Do you want to just leave that out there that people could just kind of mess with it? Just saying.
Somebody stole my... Called my cab beer mug.
Somebody mugged my cab. Right.
Exactly.
So I didn't do this early this morning because we could have played bagpipe music. But in England, they're playing ear-splitting sounds of bagpipe music in the bus station at night to drive away the homeless people sleeping there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. More than a dozen homeless men and women used to congregate in the station's restrooms. Then they would bed down there all night, reportedly intimidating passersby, and then hurl drunken abuses at women. But they've since been moved elsewhere after the shrill sounds started being pumped out of the speakers between midnight and 6:30 in the morning. Whew! You know, it works, I'm betting. So that's like what, the Pied Piper in reverse? Is that basically what we're saying
there?
Be the
Potty Piper.
Something like that.
Step back in time as you view an award-winning display of operational military vehicles and artillery at the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally Saturday, November 21st. See World War II cars, tanks, and half-tracks, Vietnam PBR, Cobra helicopters, and more. Explore narrated World War II living history camps, historic small arms weapons displays, and Huey helicopter rides for an additional cost. Gates open at 10. It's the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally Saturday, November 21st at the Museum of the American GI just south of town off Highway 6. Click AmericanGIMuseum.org for more info.
Meet Fred, world champion excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse?
Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Coldwell Banker, 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 find Coldwell Banker,
Van Cowell Banker.